Davin Perakei Mishnah Beis. The old Kral Acher Amru. We had in the early Mishnah a Kral in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that if you're Metame the Gadim, Bishas Maga'o, you're Metame Ochon Umashkin, Lios Tchila, Yadayim Lios Snios, but not Adam Ukhicheres. That's the halacha that while you're connected to the Tumrah, you have the power to Metame Kalin, not Kricheres, but other Kalin, to be a Rishon, La'acha Prishasam, and also Ochen Umaskin, to be a Rishon, La'acha Prishasam Mitamav, once you separate, Mitame Maskin Yos Tchila, because that's Halacha, even a Sheni can make Maskin Yos Tchila mit Rabbanan, but Ochen would only become a Sheni, and you're not Mitame Begadim, because it's only Halacha when you're connected to the Tumah, that you have the koach to mitame kelim to be a, and also ochlin to be a risha. That is the kral in earlier Mishnah. Now the Mishnah here continues with kralin regarding tumah, and specifically here discussing zav. The old kral acher amru kol hanisa al gabe hazav tamei. Anything that is raised above the zav is tamei. Everything sounds like everything. There's no exceptions. In the next part of the crowd, we're going to talk about exceptions. Kol sha'azav nisa alav. Everything that the zav is raised above it, that is to say that the thing, or the thing is below the zav, tohor. Chutz min ha-ra'oi l'mishkav u'moshav v'ha'adam. In the second part of the crowd, we say that what's below the zav, we call it tachtono shel zav, so everything is tohor except for something which is ra'oi l'mishkav u'moshav. So that's where we have the halach of mishkav u'moshav, that he makes that into an avatum, as we know. And v'ha'adam, that if the adam is beneath the zav, so he becomes tamei in the sense that he raised the zav. The zav is above him. So that's where you have the two exceptions. But all other things that are beneath the zav, it's not an adam, it's kelim, and they're not royal mishkav u'moshav. It's something that you would use for some other use, and therefore it does not become tamei if it's beneath the zav. That's the second part of the cloud. That which is tachtono shel zav, kol sha'azav nisa alav. The first part of the Kal says that if it's Nisa al Gabe Hazav, that which is raised up on the Zav is Tamei without any exceptions. What exactly is this Halach of Nisa al Gabe Hazav? The Rav explains. This is called Eliono Shozav. Now we already had this expression in Kalim. When we described the hierarchy of Avos HaTuma, we mentioned Boel Nida, Shemetame Mishkav Tachton Ka'elyon. When he pointed out from the Gemara Nida, the meaning of that statement in the Mishnah is that the din is that Elyono Shozav is Tamei, not as an Av, but as a Rishon. And the Chiddush Mishnah was that the Mishkav of a Bo'o Nida, the Tachton of the Bo'o Nida, has only a din of a Rishon Latuma, like an Elyono Shozav, which is a Rishon Latuma. And it's different than the Mishkav of a Zav and Zav and so on, where the Mishkav itself is an Avatum. But we already saw the halacha called Elyono Shozav. So the Rav explains, this is what we're describing over here. Ko Anisa Agabi Azav, this is called Elyono Shozav. The Rav says, explains further, the details of this idea of Elyono Shozav. This is not about the fact that the Zav touched it. He never touched it. There's a lot of things in the middle between the what is above the Zav and the Zav himself. And nevertheless, Hakol Tamei. What is the source for this halacha? Dichsiv. The pasuk says, V'hanogeya v'chol asher yiyah tachtav. Let us take a look at the pasuk that the Rav is quoting. The end of Parshas Mitzora. Mm-hmm. Pasuk Yud, Tes Vav Yud. V'chol hanogeya v'chol asher yiya tachtav yitmar ha'arev. So, sounds like the Pasuk is saying, anyone who touches something that's beneath the Zav is Tamid. But can that really be the pshat of the Pasuk? So, the Rav quotes from the Gemara Nida, my tachtav. What does it mean when it says, yonogeya v'chol asher yiya tachtav? Tachtav, under it. Under what? Under him, under it. My tachtav, ilema tachtav dezav. Does it mean if you touch that which is under him, tachtav, the pronoun, in other words, of tachtav, meaning of beneath him? Hainu mishkav. That's exactly the din of mishkav, which we've already described in the Chumash. It says, pasuk. Hey, the ish asher yigah b'mishkavo. So that means that you're touching that which is beneath the zav. Mishkavo is obviously beneath the zav. So what does it have to say again? V'chol nageh b'chol asher yigah tachtav. Rather, says the Gemara, as the Rav continues, ela b'chol asher yigah hazav tachtav. What you're touching is anything asher yigah tachtav, that yigah, the zav, is tachtav, beneath that thing that you're touching. So the tachtav, the pronoun meaning the thing that you're touching. So yiyeh, the zav is tachtav. So you are touching Elyono Shozav. So anything that comes into contact with that which is above the zav, yitmara arev. So that's the pshat of the pasuk. So now the Rav explains, the noeg b'chol davar. This is going to apply to everything. There are no exceptions. What kind of exceptions might there have been? The exceptions might be, for example, what we have in the second part of the cloud, that when it comes to tachtonu shozav, we have the requirement that it be ra'ui l'mishkav u'moshe. So you would think here also you need to be ra'ui, to be in some way over in that position. So that's what the Rav says. V'noeg b'chol davar afilu b'midi de'ein regilus lios olav. What the zav is mitami mitachtav tachton shozav has to be something that's regilus tachtav. It has to be a chair, it has to be a bed, it has to be something that normally is there for that kind of use. And over here, we don't need that the thing that the elyono shozav has to be regilus in that position. It's different than what we find by tachtav, that it has to be ra'ui for that function to be there. That over there, the ain noga midi de chazile. And here, the Mishnah is telling us that when it comes to a yono shozav, kol anisa agabi azav is tachtav. The truth is that there is a suffix that Tosis brings an air of it. The Gemara quotes this Mishnah in Erevin. Let me read the next Rav first, and then I'll tell you about the Gemara in Erevin. What does the Mishnah say in the next part of the cloud? That kol shahazav nisa alav, if the zav is above something else, that something else is tahor, except for that which is not ilu mishkav ilu moshav, and except for an other. In the case of those examples, Rav Mishka Moshav, the thing below the Zav becomes Tameh, and also the other becomes Tameh. The Rav explains that when it says, Minarav Mishka Moshav, but who are doing Merkav? It's not just something for Mishka Moshav that's beneath the Zav, that's Tameh. So too Merkav. What is Merkav? We said, we had Merkav in the hierarchy in Kalim. So most Rishonim say it means the thing you're holding on to when you're riding. And that's called Tumas Merkav. Tumas Merkav is a little bit below the level of Moshav, in that it's not Mitame Magao Kimasao, there's no Tumas Begadim when you're touching the Merkav. But meanwhile, the Merkav is beneath the Zav, it's Tame. Therefore, the Mishnah leaves it out, but it really includes it as well, even though it doesn't state it. And even though it says Chutz Minarayim Mishka Moshav, it doesn't mean, and there's no other exceptions, there's other exceptions as well. V'hu adin l'merkav, avos she'enu ra'oi, but if it's not ra'oi to be used, beneath the zav, tahor, for example, kigon im kafas saw she'enu asili yeshiva, v'yashav aleha, so you turned over some box that's not usually used for sitting, you sit on it, now the zav fed on it, yachol yeitamim moshav, I would think that should also be called moshav hazav and become an avatuma. Talmud Lomar, Bahayoshei Balakli, the pasuk describing Moshev. If you sit on the kli, Asher Yeshev Alav Azav. So what does it mean, Asher Yeshev Alav? That the Zav would normally, regularly, that would be typical for him to sit on that. It's a chair. It's miyuchad for that. Masha miyuchad liyeshiva. Yatzazet, excluding a case like this one, She'omim lo, that we will tell the person who's sitting there, or whoever it is, Amod, stand up. We need this to use for our work. Amod, you stand up in Asim Lachtena. Let us go do our work here. This is used for X, Y, Z. That's its function. Its function is not its shiur. That's the miyut called what's not miyuch l'shiva. We say Amod in Asim Lachtena. Rashi quotes this drasha in Chumash as well. So we have two halves to the klal. And the Mishnah next part is going to elaborate on illustrations of this klal and specific examples. So we have part one of the klal, the case of Elyonu Shezav. So there we say anything above the Zav is Tameh, no exceptions. Kohen Nisogav Yazav. And we have the other part of the Mishnah of Azav Nisa Alav. In other words, in the first part of the Mishnah, even if it's not Miyuchad, it is not usually there. On the other hand, in Zav Nisa Alav, normally it's tahor, except for ra'oi l'mishkav l'mosav. So that means you have to add ra'oi l'mishkav l'mosav. The Rav adds also merkav is also going to be tameh and also other. The sugya in Erevin, Davchav Zayin, derech agav happens to mention this mishnah. I say derech agav because it's not a sugya of tumah v'tahor at all. It's a sugya about when you have a mishnah with an expression kol, and it says chutz. So does that mean that the only thing that comes out of the rule is the things that are enumerated in the chutz, or is it not an exhaustive list? That's the context in the sugya in Erevin. B'chol ma'arvin, mishtatfin, chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melach. So can I say, if it says a klal, if it says a chutz, then the only thing that's not part of the klal is the chutz case, is it nothing more? Says Rav Yochanan, no, ein l'meidim min ha'kolos, afil b'makom shenema b'chutz. And the fact that he says afilu makom shenem b'chutz sounds like he's speaking about something else, not here in Erevin. Where is he discussing it? The Gemara begins to quote other Mishnahs. Gemara quotes the Gemara, a Mishnah Kiddushin. Mitzvah man grama nashim turos shuvas megvantes mechayavos. One possibility. Abaye says, actually, afana namitnina. I have another raya to the yisod of Yochanan that he was commenting that even if it says chutz, it doesn't mean that only those things that I mentioned in the chutz are exempted from the klal. Says Abaye, here is another example. Old klal acher amru, he brings a mishnah. Kol nisa agabi azav tamei, part one of the klal, but kol shazav nisa lav tor, chutz min arayu mishnah, but mosa no other. Besu reka vayik america. So that's where the Gemara brings discussion about Merkav a little bit. What's the Merkav? That's where you have Machokas Vashintosis that we alluded to back in Kalim. What is Merkav exactly? Is it the shadow? Is it the thing I hold on to? And then the Gemara goes on to other examples. So literally, it's a couple of lines in the middle of the Gemara comes in Erevin, where meanwhile this Mishnah gets quoted. Once the Mishnah gets quoted, there's a whole Amud of Tosis. Tosis is concerned with going upshot in this Mishnah. That's how it comes into Erevin Chazal. So there's two important tosis in here that we're going to discuss. One now, one a little bit later in this year. Tosis has a suffix of the re. If Elyono Sozav applies really to everything, even if it's not fit to be there, or it's only limited to that which is fit to be there. Misafka Lari, Ishak B'chol Davar Olo. why should it be shayach only to that which is fit to be there? Because what's the makor ayonis lezav nafkulan mibachol asher yeh tachtav. So maybe it has to be dumya the mishka of Moshev in a noig abidavar ro'il kach, like by mishka of Moshev. Oh no, suffik of the re. Now, seemingly now Mishnah sounds like kol anisa tamet. So how could the re have such a shad to say that it's only ro'il liyasala? So the re, in the beginning of Tosis is sort of allowing for the following. What exactly is going on here? The thing is above the Zav. What do we call that? El Yonah Shel Zav. You know what? There's another way to think about this. Another term that should come to mind, maybe, that one could think about when you want to know why is something tum if it's above the Zav. We have used the term here, El Yonah Shel Zav. What other term comes to mind that we should think about? Hesed. Hesed is a form of masa. This is what we pointed out by the Ritvan Erevin, the Gra here, and the earlier Mishnah. The term Hesed is in a way similar to masa, but more specifically, Hesed is usually referring to a case of a Zav that is carrying something that's tovah. And he's been becoming it for Hesed. If it's the other way around, where the Adam is carrying the Tumah, that we usually refer to that term Masa, although sometimes you'd use the word Hesed there too. But more often the term Hesed is a unique concept in Tumah that applies to Zav and doesn't apply, for example, in other cases, where the Tumah is no say the Tahar. Masa is when the Tahor is no say the Tumah, the Tumah. But by Zav, for example, we have a halacha that the Zav is no say, is mesit. The Tahara, it becomes Tumah. And it's actually a pasuk that we use to learn out this din of Hesetos Shel Zav, and we want to point out it's a chidush here, that we don't find anywhere else that the Tumah is no say the Tahara and becomes Tumah. And that's learned out of the pasuk that says here, Uchicheres Asher Yiga Bo Hazav Yishaver. Or is it the Chol Asher Yiga Bo Hazav? One of those psukim. The Gemara learns that Esa Magao Shehu Kikuro Zehesed. One is a special drasha. I think it's the Ukricheres Asher Yiga Bo Hazav Yishaver. That's the Gemara learns out the din of Esa Magao Shehu Kikuro. That's Hesed. So the Torah expresses Hesed with the Russian Yiga, but the Torah is teaching us here the Indian of Hesed. Rashi quotes it here, on this passage. Uchicheres Asher Yiga Bo Hazav Yishaver, Ezel Magol Shu Kekulo Havi Omer Zeh Seita. Now, Tosus therefore has a side to say that our Mishnah is not really about the first half of the cloud, it's not El Yono Shozav, but it's Hesed. And if it's Hesed, then it applies to everything. But if Yono Shozav, that might only be limited to that which is Chazi. But now you have to figure out what's the difference between Hesed and Yono Shozav. There's a mashmaus in many Rishonim, this is a big inyan, sugya, a lot of makoros on this, that it is very similar. It's not really a whole new halacha mechudeshes of Yono Shozav. It really is like Hesed. Perhaps in this Tosus would be mashma otherwise. I say preliminary, I'm not saying definitively. Tosus says like this, in the farish, the behesed airi, shemesit kulo, meaning to say, the case would be, what makes hesed in a sense distinct from El Yono Shel Zav, yemesit kulo, havi kol dafka, then the kolos dafka means everything. It does not only chazila. Ubekame duchti koyel hesed masa. Avo imayu be'elyono sozav she'eno meisit kulo v'shemiksaso nigra ba'aretz the lav hesedu. Tosus here gives you an example of what would be called elyono sozav and not be called hesed. He says eino meisit kulo v'shemiksaso nigra ba'aretz. Now, l'chol what Tosus means is if you're not moving it completely, some of it is still on the ground. But another thing Atosis means, and this is message from some other Rishon in there, if you're not masing it entirely yourself, you're doing it together with somebody else, another person. So that would not be Hesed, that would only be a Yom HaShazah. But Atosis also mentions Mitzasa Migra Ba'aretz. So I don't, and Atosis quotes, Kid Amar Zama Voshuke Kulo had the Omer Zeh HaSeita. So then, if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, then the Safka Lavi Yishayach B'chol Davar. Our Mishnah could be referring to Hesed and then Kol is Dafka. But if it's referring to Yonos Ozav, because it doesn't qualify for Hesed, because Eina Mesed Kuo V'shem Yisasa Nigra Ba'aretz, then the Safka Lavi. So that's basically how Tosus enters into this question. Tosus has opened up another possibility to distinguish in some sense between Yonos Ozav and Hesed. And this really is found in the Rash as well, but in a different formulation. The Rash here on the Mishnah also raises the possibility that we're dealing here with Hesed, in which case the Kol is Dafka. But really, Yonos Ozav would require Chazilet, and otherwise it wouldn't become Tamei. Take a look for a second in the Rash. The Rash right away says Pshat Kornisa Agabi Zav is Elyono Shuzav. That's what we started with. That's the Rash the Rav says. But then he goes on a line later at the end to Vitzarech Lomar. So now he says you have to say based on this that since it's Elyono Shuzav that Elyono Shuzav Noeg Bechol Davar Afilu B'Midi De'in Regilus Liyosolav. They had the Kol Davka. So he's elaborating a little more than the Rav did. In other words, it's that. If it's talking about everything, the kol is dafka, the rav became tachtono, they know going to be the chazilet. But then the Rash adds a few words, which again is, in a way, what Tosfos is doing too. The imayri hai nisa behesed nicha, the habi bekol dafka. That means the Rash is suggesting that maybe it's a hesed case, and then it's nicha, then it's certainly nicha. And in which case, Elyono perhaps would be free to be limited to only a case of chazilet. But the Rash doesn't really explain what that means, what makes Hesed different, that it's, if it's not, it could be a Yonah without Hesed. The Rash doesn't explain. Tosus gave examples. The Rash didn't say. One could perhaps think in the following manner, that the Rash holds that Hesed requires that you move it. Masa requires that you move it. We source the Arishon that hold that way. So, therefore, the Rash is saying like this. This thing that's above the Zav, is it being moved? Is the Zav moving? Or is the Zav sitting like a standing like a statue? If he's not moving it, then all you can have is a Yom HaShazav. And then you say Yom HaShazav is Noeg B'chodav, even if it's not Chazilah. But if it's Nairi, if it's talking Behesed, in other words, the Rash will mean not what Tosus holds. Maybe Tos holds that Masa also doesn't require Hazazah. So Tos gave another Kimta. If it's not, if it's dripping on the ground, if it's not Kulo. But the Rashi would say, no, the point is if it's moved by the Zav, it's Hesed. And then already can be Bechol Davar. But I don't know if that's the case that you, over here that he moved it or not. So this is all very preliminary, we both say. This is, I want to tell you, I began to look a little bit. It's a big discussion whether Hesed and Elyono Shel are considered, you know, an overlapping type of phenomenon of Tumma, or are they very distinct? A little bit from the Rash and Tosus, I get the feeling that they're distinct, at least to some extent, that you can have Elyono without Hesed, and therefore, if our Mishnah is discussing a Hesed case, Elyono might, in that case, Elyono is different than Hesed, maybe it's only Chazire. And if you assume that this is a clear-cut case of Elyonus, then it means, unless you say Goz Rav Dafka, you would come to the conclusion that you don't need Chazire in the case of Elyonus Uzzah. That is one discussion to be aware of in this mission. Let's go to the examples that the Mishnah gives now, the Ketzer. So again, we have two halves to this crowd. Part one is Kohanisa Agabe Hazav. You are above the Zav. Tame in all cases. And then we have Koshazav Nisa Rav is Tohor except for Royal Mishkan and Adam. Now let's see how the examples Mishnah gives are coming to work out these two halves of the crown of the specific cases. Kates. Comes the Mishnah explains like this. Etzba'o Shozav Tachas Hanidbach. The Zav's finger is underneath a row of stones. Hatohar milmalan, and a person whose Torah is above. So recognize what's the case that the Ketzer is now going on. The first thing that the Mishnah is explaining is the case of the first part of the Mishnah. Nisa al gabe hazav, tameh. And now it's talking about the case of other. Of other. We're going to eventually talk about the case of Kalim that are above the Zav. Now we're talking about Adam. Hatohar means a person who's Torah, Milmala. And we're talking about being above a finger of a Zav. Mishnah talks about a case of Etzba'o Shozav, under the Nidbach, and the Torah, Milmala. Says the Mishnah, in this case, so we know from the crowd that he's Tameh, but the Mishnah goes, explains more than that. It's not just that you're Tameh, but on what level are you Tameh? What's the extent of your power to be Tameh Acherim? Says the Mishnah, this Adam who's above the Zav, above the finger, which is beneath the row of stones, this person is Tameh Shnayim, who poso Echad, has the capacity of being Tameh Shnayim, 2 degrees. That means he can make a Rishon and he can make a Sheni. Who poso Echad, meaning that the Sheni that now will be formed 2 degrees away from him, would be able to make a shlish. That's the idea of the Tamish Lempo. We saw that expression earlier in Mishnah. To say the Tamish Lempo Zechah is to say that you can make a Rishon, which can make a Sheni, which can make a Shlishi, and it ends over there. A Shlishi can make anything after that, but it becomes possible as a Shlishi. In other words, to use a formulation of the Rash, for example, what is your status being above the Zav? What is your status right now? This Adam, you can make a Rishon. So what is your status? To be an Av. That's how the Rashi understood the idea of the Chibas Begadah. But this is also wrong as you're connected to the Zav. The finger is still there, and you are still above the stones, and that's when you touched something else. So you made that into a Rishon, which therefore can make a Sheni, which can make a Shlishi. However, Peirash, once you separate from the Zav, the finger disappears, you disappear, and then you touch something. Then, Mitami Echad Uposelech. Then what? Then you can only make 1 degree, which can make a Shlishi. In other words, what you're doing is making not a Rishon, but you're making a Sheni, which can make a Shlishi. That's Mitami Echad Uposelech. You can make a Sheni, which can make a Shlish. In other words, you're no longer viewed as an Abatum.
If he was Poyish, what happened?
So even the finger, that means to say that when you're touching the Kli, you are no longer there above the stones, or the finger is no longer there beneath the stones. That's Pirish. When you're in the position is such that you are Ramala Minazaf, then you have the capacity of Metamishnayim Posalach. Once you're Pirish, again, in one way or another, the finger disappeared, and you left being where you are, so no longer are you in the status of an Abatumba like the Zav to Mitami Shnayim. Then you're only Mitami Achim. Then you're reduced to a Rishon. That is all within a case of Kol Shenisa Agabi Azav within Adam. We'll see a lot more in the Rav in a minute. next, let's do one more piece of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah stays with other. You would expect now maybe to explain the case of Nisar Gabi Azav by Keir, but the Mishnah starts by going Adam, where the Adam is above and where the Adam is below. So now we're switching to part two of the Kral, where there's the Kral says that if you're beneath the Zav, Kosha Zav Nisar of Tohar Chutz. So there's Chutz Min Haroi L'Mishkav Moshev and the Ha'adam. So now we're going to explain the case of the Adam where he's below. That's also going to be Tameh. So just before we even get into Lumbus, you just have to recognize how to simply, you know, lay out the Mishnah, laying it out. So until now we discussed the Adam who's the Malam in Azav, and explains not just the notion that he's Tameh, but the difference between when he's connected to the Tumah, that he has a Koach to the Tameh to be a Rishon, and where he's Polish from the Tumah, where he can only make a Sheni. Now the Mishnah is jumping to the case of Atame Milmaran Batoa Milmata. The Tame Milmaran, meaning again, the Tame is above, so let's say the finger, or not the finger, the Tame is above, the Zav is above, and the finger of the Torah is below. The Adam is beneath the Zav, the finger of the person is below the stones, he's Tohor. Sticks his finger underneath there, sticks it in. The Zav is on top. Hazav Nisa Alav. So the Mishnah says it's Tohar Chutz Min Ha'adam. So then, what does it say here as well? That which the Adam, who's above, who's here in this case, the Adam is what? The Adam is beneath the Zav, but he's going to become Tamei, possibly like an Ad, like the Zav himself. If he's while there's that connection, is again atamim no malon, the zav is above, hator no matan, mitamish naim uposo echad. So now that means again that the person became tamei on the level like the zav. Let's say the Rashi's formulation, you can have a tuma, you can make a rishon, you can make a sheni, which can make a shlishi. That kosman that is a chibur, piresh mitami echad uposo echad. Then already you can only make a sheni. You can make a risha, and then that can make a shlisha. So far, Bosa, just to pause now, we see the Rav. What we've discussed is two cases of Adam. We still have to work out the cases of Kayin, both in terms of the first half of the crowd of Zav, Kosha, Zav, Kolanisa, Gabi, Zav, that should be Tameh. And then we have to look at the case of Kalim below, that if it's Roy or Mishkav Moshe, then they're Tamei, and more details about that, and if it's not Roy or Mishkav. But what we've done so far is worked out two scenarios. Adam, these would be the first half of the crowd. Adam, who's Nisal Gabi Azav, and here we explain Tamei, but what level of Tumah? It depends. If you're connected to the Zav, then you can make a Risha, and it's Mitani Shlein Poselecha. And then, if you're not Polish, if you're Polish, then you can only make a sheni. Let us just getting clear with the terms of the Mishnah and then translating it. And then the other part is the reverse case, that's comparable to the case of Zav Nisa Olav. The Adam is below. In this case, Rav is going to say the finger is below. And then again, it says Tor Chutz Min Harav Mishka Ube HaAdam. So again, if you're mechuber to the Zav, so long as that chibur is here, the connection is here, then you can make a risha, and then it's mitani shnei posel echad. Otherwise, it's just mitani echad posel. Let's work through the Rav, and then we'll go on with the cases of Kayin. Dr. Rav, nidbach. It says etzbo shel Zav tachas nidbach. Interesting. It only expresses this case in the case of the Adam being Lamara and the Zav below. It talks specifically about Nidbach. In the case that follows, it doesn't elaborate. It just says Tami Milmara and Torah Milmata. It doesn't say Nidbach, doesn't say Etzbach, but the Rav learns that case also in a similar scenario. Zav the Rav. Nidbach means Shuras Binyan Hachoma. It's a row of bricks for a wall. Kimo, like a pasuk in Daniel, Nidbachin the Evan Galam. A row of stones. That is, so that's the case. Hator milmala, the Tor, the person is above al nidbach. Says the Rav, umachbid al etzbosotha, and his weight can be felt. He's putting pressure on the etzbosozav, which is below the stones. The hashta having nisa agabi azav, that is considered to be that he is, that is something which is being nisa agabi azav nechsav avatumah. And you call Navatum, that's again the Rav, consistent with the Rash, that the idea of when you're connected to the Zav, you can mitame as a Rishon, because you are like an Avatum Rishaita. That's again the Rav, again, time and time again refers to that you saw. The Tumah B'chiburin is the Pshat Yon Avatum. What does the Rav mean in the beginning when he says, Machted al Esposho Zav? Why do you need them? That the Adam whose Lamara is putting pressure, that can be, that he's putting, applying pressure on Esposho Zav. What does the Rav mean? The Tveris Yisrael doesn't understand this. Here, the Tveris Yisrael, the Yochin, he says, you don't need Machbid. Yosef Adam Torah L'malam Yenidbach Af Shalopi Ovi Yenidbach Ein HaTorah Machbid Al Azav. Nevertheless, it's considered Nisar Gabi Azav. And in, he says, Harav Kasad Machbid B'tamua. What does the Tveris Yisrael mean? The Chori means like this. There is a kral, we'll see more about this tomorrow, we saw already, Kalem, Evan Mesama. Evan Mesama means that you have a situation of a stone, and what makes Evan Mesama distinct as a special chidush? The way Tosis learns, a number of places in Shas, this is also in Evan Chavzayin, also in Shabbos, in Perek Rabbi Akiva, and also in Nida. The fact that they don't feel the pressure, and the COVID is not perceived. It's a matter of physics, in other words, it's just not felt. Normally, that would not be called masa. And here, we call it's mitame. Now, this has applications for all kinds of cases. It has the applications for Mishnah Vumosha, but it has applications for masa too. So, given the fact that Evan Mesama is mitame by Nida, by Zav, so then what do you need machbid? That's the chor what the Tereso means to ask. But what makes the prop now, could be there are other drachim in Evan Mesama. Rashi, for example, has other ways to learn. Maybe there's other ways to learn, different ways. So then it could be, there is a halacha that when it comes to masa, it has to be felt. It's only if you learn pshat in Evan Mesama. What is it about Evan Mesama that's a chidush? That there's a big stone, you're not going to be able to feel the pressure beneath the stone, either direction. But Tosus does learn that way. And yet, believe it or not, Tosus says at the very end of this is the Tosus Evan Mesama, Nun Hei Anida, name it Aleph. Tosus quotes on Mishnah, and Tosus also learns that there's pressure, that the Nidbach, that there's pressure on the Etzba of the Zab below. The Rav didn't make it up, I will say. The Rav got it from Tosus. So here you see that despite the fact that Shitas of Tosus is Evan Mesama, you don't really have to have the pressure. Still in this case, you have to have a case of Machbid. Why? So here you look in Tosis, it's pretty clear what Tosis means. Tosis quotes a Mishnah. V'hadit nam secha zavim. Case for exposure zav tachas avidbach. V'tar mil mara. Nira dahainu haseto al gabi evan misama. Vito sefta. Ukigon shanidbach dochik etzbo so zav. The nidbach is clutching, you could say, squeezing the etzba, putting pressure on it. The ilav hachi havi kilu hay avir bein etzba o the nidbach the ein kan tuma krab. So Tosus says in the first what's going on. What it means is like this: it's not so much that you need pressure because you have to be mildish. That's the point. The point is that it has to be snug. If the etzba is not there snugly, it's like there's out there, and that's not called. That's agabi azav. The finger is there. Not called agabi azav. There has to be some sense that there's that it's tight. If the finger is not there tight, then in kan tuma krav. That's what Tosus says. Maybe you need to explain it a little bit better, but clearly the rabbi is coming from the Tosus. There's no question in my mind. So Tosus, despite his learning Evan Mesama the way he does, still makes clear that it has to be Dochik and Sposh Uzab. So Luchel left the Pshat in the Rav. So let's continue now the Rav. So now that's the case of Torah no Mala. It's Nisa Gabi Azav, the Adam is on top of the Zav. Says the Rav, Mitamich Naim Uposel Echad. What does it mean, Mitamich Naim Uposel Echad? We explained it. Mitamich Rishon V'Sheni. You can make two levels of Tumah, 2 degrees. Uposel Shlishi B'Tumah. So you can also create the chain that it will also make a Shlishi B'Tumah. So that's called Mitamich Naim. You can make a Rishon, make a Sheni, which can make a Shlishi. Pirish. What's called Pirish? What's the case? Sheyara Nator Min HaNidbach. One of two ways. The Torah stepped down. The Torah was on top of it, and he's no longer there. Oh, Shesil Kazavitz Bo Mitachas HaNidbach. So again, the connection is broken. Then, Mitame HaTor Echad, Uposel Echad. Then all the Torah can do is make a Sheni, and thereby make create a Shvishi. Why? The fish ain't a Torah Ella Rishon, the Kimish of Pirish. Again, I'll go say, clear in the Rav, time and time again. The way the Rav understands the difference between when you're connected or not, that here you can make a Rishon, here you can only make a Sheni, because when you're connected, your status is like an Ach. That's what the Rav said before. V'nechshav Avatuma, Gavi Kerem, of course. And then, when you're Polish, you're not only a Rishon. Yisuro Mekami V'gadim, V'osa Sheni Yishkishi B'truma. That's how you read it. Again, we had other models that we saw yesterday. We spoke out the Rambam, Masma, that you're really a Rishon even when you're a Mechuber. But nevertheless, whatever the express verse that we said, you're a Yad or a Stamadinat, it becomes a Tafel to you for Kabbalah Stuma or some other idea. You have a Kof to make to reproduce on the same level. But the Rav is going on Derech the Rash. This is all the case of the Adam who's Nisar Gabi Azav. Now, the Mishnah continues and talks about the Adam who's beneath the Zav. This is Hazav Nisa Alav Chutz Min HaAdam. So it says, Atame Milmala. The Tame is above Al HaNidbach. The Zav is above. The Etzba HaTorah Tachas HaNidbach. So the Rav worked the case similar to before, although the Mishnah didn't specify, it was a finger under the Nidbach. Again, Umakbidat Tamei Alav, otherwise, like Tosa says, it's not really called Tumah, it's not really pride, there's no pressure at all, it's not snug. So the Zav is above, Harei HaZav Nisa Alav. So that fits with the case of part 2 of the Klal, where Chutz Min HaAdam, Mufikach B'Tam Yishnayim Bosalach. Rabbo say, now we're going to get into some very meaty inyanim when we talk about Kalim, and this is going to be very important in terms of the Girsa here, what the implications are for the next part of the Mishnah. Before I proceed, I want to bring out a kasha that Rabbi Kideger was asked by the Tiferes Yisrael. It says in the Mishnah, in part 2 of the Mishnah, that if you have Kalim that are beneath the Zav, Kol Shazav Nisa Alav, Tov, except for Ra'ur the Mishkav Moshe. Right? If it's not Ra'ur Mishkav Moshe, then it's Tov. Fet, the Tiferes is spelled to a Bekiva Eger. A Bekiva Eger, you found a Rashi in Nida. Remember that Rashi in Nida? Rashi in Nida that seems to say that there is a tumas masa for kelim. The tamanida above, the kelim below. The kelim atame the masa. Tiferes Yisrael, mefurish a mishnah against you. How could Rashi say such a thing? Rashi never meant it. First the mishnah that kol shazav nisa lav tov. So you see, kelim not atame the masa. The Eger answered based on a Tosus in Erevin. Tosus says a different pshat in the Mishnah for a different reason. There's a different context of the Tosus, but what Tosus says to answer up a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which we'll see in a few minutes, we can answer for Rashi too. Keep this in mind. We'll come back to it. Okay, but on my side, first glance, this Mishnah is against the sheet of Rashi. Now let's talk about the case of Kalin. in a nisim. Again, we're going to have to talk about the case of Kalim regarding the first half of the cloud. If Nisar Gabi Azav, then all Kalim are Tameh. Yonus Azav, let's call it. And then we're going to talk about Kalim beneath the Zav, and it's going to depend if it's Ra'oi or not. Continues the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is not just going to say Kalim, it's going to mention Ochen Umaskin as well. Ha'ochlin v'ha'maskin. V'ha'miskav v'ha'mosav v'ha'madav. So there's a whole list. Ochel, maskin, food and drink. Miskav, something that's right for yeshiva, for shkiva. Hamosav, something that's right for yeshiva. V'ha'madav. Madav is a cattle expression that means all other kingdoms that are not miyuchet from miskav and mosav. That's how the rabbi explains madav. No marad. They're above. So what did the Kral say? If Nisar Gabi Azav, they're tumah. Says the Mishnah. And what are the implications of that tumah? So if you read our Mishnah, it says, Mitam in Shnayim uposlin echad. They take on the status that they can make a Rishon and a Sheni, which can make a Shkishi, that I can have a tumah. That's the Girsa that's in front of us. Pirsu, once they separate from being on top of the Zav, Mitam in echad uposlin echad. Wow, the Tamid Shnayim Poskim Echad. That's a very hard to imagine. If you look into the Rav, you notice he didn't have that Girsa at all. The Rav says, let's look at the Rav. Hamadav, Kol Kalim in a Mishkav Umosav Madav Korilu. No Malon Shal Nidbach. What's below? The Etzba Zav Mumata. Put the finger in over there below. There above the row of stones. Einam ela rishon. So what are the kelim? A rishon. And what does the Mishnah therefore say? Mitam in echad opposed in echad. The Rav doesn't even relate to there being any other girsa, but mitam in echad, of course. What are they? They're rishon. They can make a sheni, which can make a shlishi. And then it says further pirshu. So what is pirshu? Again, the same halacha. Mitam in echad opposed in echad. So according to the Rav, you simply have to change the word here. That's mitam in shnayim, and then there's a difference between when they're mechuber and when they're poresh. But rather, it says like this: no mitam in echad posin echad, pirshu again mitam in echad posin echad. Straightforward. Mitam in echad lachas shu nami kardina pirshu, right? Same halach. So the Mishnah is basically saying both cases, but repeating the same halach. That's what the Tosis Yantif says for sure. There's no other way. That's the girsa. There's no difference between when it's connected, not connected. By other, that's where there's a difference. Elyonus is that by other, but not by Kalim. Now, we have to know what to do with this other Girsa and who had this other Girsa. Let's just maybe finish the Mishnah just to get the full picture. The Mishnah completes. Now we have to talk about the case of Kalim Milmat. So the Mishnah now says, "V'amishka v'amosav milmatan." If you have mishka v'amosav beneath the zav, so now it's kol she hazav nisa olav. It's kol a chutz. So we had a chutz mina adam that we already talked about. Now we see chutz mina mishka v'amosav. So what's the halacha for that in terms of the implications for further tumah afterwards? Hamishka v'amosav milmata mitam shnayim poslin echad. They are considered na'ava tumah. They can make a rishon and a sheni, and that can make a shlishi. What about pirshu? What about if no longer they below, let's say, or the zav went away? So now, what do we know about a mishka v'zav? See, here there's a difference. Here there's a difference between the earlier cases. The difference is here, the avatum remains, the status. Pirshu mitam shnayim posin echad. Why is that? Dr. Rav, mitam shnayim posin echad, hamishka v'amoshav v'olam avatum ma'apisha pirshu. Right, that's, we know, that was the hierarchy of Rosh Hashanah and Kegel, you realize We have the benefit of understanding this Mishnah, right? You have to go over everything again. The din of Mishkav is itself an avatum. So this is not totally whether you're connected or not connected. If you're beneath the Zav, and the Zav made set above, so you became Tamei as a Mishkav, well, Olam Vohed as an avatum, and therefore it's always Mitamei Shnei Pasulim. Finally, the last case has to be spoken about, Vitshar Kelim. And also Ochen Umaskin. Ochen Ba'amaskin Ba'amadath Milmatan Tehorin. Says the Rav. Tehorin. Kedamina Shekol Shazab Nisa Lav Torah. Chutz Mishkav Moshe Ba'adam. It's not one of the above. Chutz Torah. So what we really need to zero in on is this case of Elyono Shazav by Kelim. Apparently there was a Girsa of Metamin Shnayim Uposanach. So what do you make of such a girsa? What could be the pshat? So the chor, this is a machokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. Perek Bav Mishkav Umosav. Asokas arrived twice on the Rambam, in Halacha Gimel and Halacha He. The two complement one another. Let me read. It's good to look at all the randoms here. If you want on your own, you'll go through it in the beginning of the perek. But halacha gimel, kol hakelim sheyinasu lemalam min hazav, hena nikroim madav. All the kelim that are above the zav. So the Rambam apparently uses the term madav in the case of lemalam min hazav. Umaisa, the Mishnah here has madav from matter too. In any event, the kelim that are lemalam min hazav are called madav. They all have the status of kelim that the zav would touch. In other words, what happens to kelim that the zav touches? They become a risha. If a risha l'tuma can do what? Ain mitamin lo adam v'lo kelim. What can they do? Av mitamin ochen umaskin kishav v'adas atuma. If you're risha, you can only make ochen umaskin. The Rambam adds the Tumas Madav Medivreim, important idea. Shita of Rambam apparently is that the whole concept of Tumas Madav, he calls it Tumas Madav because of the Kelim that are Yonos Zav, is the Rabbanan. I think more for the Pasuk. Apparently the Rambam will see it as an Asmach. The Rabbim, by the way, jumps on the Rambam. He says, what do you mean the Medivreim? Amar Ram, Yesh Tumas Madav Medivreim, Avazu, Apishi Kuya Madav, Ena Medivreim. You might want to find cases of Madav Devein, but this is not. Shari Amr Torah, V'anogea b'choshi yatachtav yitmada arev. V'dashilam sechas nida, koshi yatachtav hazav, V'amr Torah yitmada arev. Alma klishetef nami mitami b'madav. The Rabbi says, from the Torah in the Pasuk, not only is the Rabbi telling that it's a deraisa, the Rabbi is telling something else here. The Rabbi is bringing a raya from the Pasuk. Yitma at ha'orev, that we're talking about Kalim. Now, if the Elyono Shazav is only a Rishon L'tumah, then what is it that Torah is referring to that touched the thing that the Zav is under? Ochen Umaskin. But it says Yitma at ha'orev sounds like that it becomes Torah. To become Torah, what do you have to do with it? You can't just wait till the evening. You know, a mikvah. But we all know Ochen Umaskin, you have no Tahar the mikvah. So the Pasuk must be talking about Kalim that touched that which is above the Zav. So how could the Rambam say that it's only going to be Metame Ochen Umaskin? So the Ravid, sounds like the Ravid holds that Elyonos Zav has a din of an Avatum. That's why it's Metame Kalim. The Ravid has another Hasoga in Halacha Hei. Basically complimenting what you have here. The Rambam tells of all different cases, Tumas Mishkav Moshev and above and below. The Ravid says, the Rambam writes, Echad kli o'ochel o'maska o'adam ha'nogeh b'zav, o kli o'ochel o'maska o'adam shu'umara al even sh'al gabav ha'kol v'gad ha'tumma ve'en ha'metame lo adam v'lo kelim, except for adam agabi azav. So the Ravid, Amavam Farkasavno and Alacha Gimel, Shel Yonos Ozav Metami Klishetef B'Madav. The Diyuk from the Pasuk. But now, what's the Pshat in the Ravid? the pshat in the writing that a yorosh zav has a din of avat tumah with how many kelim. The rabbi has a pasuk. Yitmar ha'aretz, so the kelim are touching. They're the ones that you go to mikvah. But the Gemara says, that you have a yorosh zav is only a visha. Gemara has numerous times that was the pshat in the Mishnah Kelim the Gemara gave that a boil nida mitame mishkav tachton ke'elyo. So what does that mean? That his mishkav is not an avatul like a zav's mishkav, but a boil nida's mishkav is only a rishon ke'elyon ke'elyon no shazav. The first in the Gemara, the yorosh zav is a rishon. How could the Ravid say, and I have a pasuk yet, but the Gemara is before us and other Gemaras, that a yorosh zav is only a rishon. So what must be the pshat in the Ravid, Rebbe? So be machaven here to what everybody says pshat, and you have the Mishnah Achron on the bottom already touches it up, that the Ravid doesn't mean that it always is a rishon. The Ravid means that it's shayach to have a case of touching a yorosh zav and becoming an avatum l'tami kelim, or being like a zav l'tami kelim. But it only is in a particular case. What case? When it's mechuper. In other words, the Ravid is basically the girsa that we have in front of us, that nobody else has. The Rav didn't have it. The Ravid was goreis, that if you have all these things that are above the zav, the tamin shnayim posin echad, but when is that? That if it's connected. But pirsu, then the tamin echad posin echad. So when we say, Yomosh zav is a rishon, and the bo nidas mishkav is like that, for example, that means which is Polish. Unlike a mishkav azav that's always an av, forever, as the Mishnah tells us further, but a mishkav azav a bo nida is only a rishon, and so too, El Yonos Ozav, once is Polish, is nothing more than a rishon, it cannot be tami kelim, only can be tami ochen umashkin. But what the Ravid says, b'choshe yiga bo azav, b'choshe yiga tachtav, Yitmar Ha'arev means that right now the Zav is here. And you touched, Caleb touched that which is above the Zav. That those Caleb above the Zav have the potential to make other Caleb into a Rishon, because Kozman, that the Zav is below, they have, let's put it this way, the status of an Avatuma. They can be Metame of a Caleb. The Ravid had a girsa in this Mishnah, Mitamishnah, Bosanacha, that's what the Ravid meant. In a case like that, the Rambam didn't accept such a thing. The Rambam, well, like everybody else, that the girsa is, in both cases, Mitamiyach and Bosanacha, Pirish, and also before Pirish. Because only Adam can become, that's the Rambam is enforced that way. Only an Adam or Yomosh Zav can make Mitamikalim into a Rishon, Mitamishnah, Bosanacha, but not Kalim. That is what the Mepharshim say Pshat in the Ravid. You look here in the Mishnah Achron, in the bottom of the Mishnah, you see it. The Da, he says, in the left column, you look and see, Da Shalravid, Yesh Lashita Acheres, the Yonos Ozav HaPishinik Ramadach, Mitami Krishetev, She'enzik Tumas Madam Medivreim. There is such a thing, but this is not what it is. Elamina Torah, Kavanasa Ditmar Ha'orev, Losach Gabroch Numaskin, Elam Tara Lamas, Umasatama, Rikorkis, and the Ravid, how could it be? We know the halacha is all the time, it's commonly understood, Shayonish Azab Mitami only Och in the Maskin, no more. Doesn't he realize Inkan Kusha, the Ravid, is saying Mitami Kayum Atsalo Pirish? Lachasa Pirish, that's a lacha rebachas, that's Mitami, it's own time, Och in the Maskin. Ufize, Nira demanding, Gorisacha, Gamishka Vamosha, Nomala, Mitami Shnayim, Haim, this will kiss you this arrived. And now, let's take it a step further. Now, there's a very important kasha that you have to figure out if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, and we'll go with the Ravid now for a second, that the girsa is kelim that are on top of the zav, and the zav is still below, the kelim are considered to be like an avatam. We already saw something like this in the Tosafta that the Rashi quoted, we had the end of yesterday's year. But you can have the concept of quote chibur, quote what you want, by kelim as well. But the Mishnah is more than kelim. This case that the Mishnah is going on, the Tamishnah posting after, need me the list of those. how does it start? How does the list begin? Achen umaskin. And then, Mishka Moshe Madre. So this is on the Kalim. So we say the Shita Saraivid, that the Kalim become an Avatumah. So therefore, Mitam Mishnah and Pasanachat, Kozman, that the Zav is below. But so they're like an Ochen umaskin. How can Ochen umaskin be an Avatumah? You never find Ochen umaskin be an Avatumah. So tell it. A lot of Achor and Maskil, Chazon Nish, others. Now, if the Geder is, Chor, this depends. How do you understand this idea, this halacha, that Mishtam Mishnah and Posse Nach? If the Pshat is you become an Avatumma, like the Rashi has it, I hear the Kasha. But there were other models, right? Of Tum B'chiburin, a Yad, being a Yad to Navi the Tum. Nope, that's what it is. Not so terrible. Basically, the tumah is going from the zav to the thing that's touching the ochel maskin. So that becomes a risha, because the ochel maskin serves as a yad. That might not be so bad. Lemaisa, there's another way out. You have to know. Maybe the whole halacha of ochel maskin can be an abat tumah is only when it's abat tumah in the absolute sense. Here, what do we have? The status of a tumah in a temporary state. Well, it's mechuber. Maybe that idea is not so far. Even ochel maskin. Maybe I don't know if to check the slur out. But there's also another idea. There's a tosis in Pesachim in the sugya of Machnas Kavakonim Daf Yud Zayin that when we say an ochel can't be an avatuma, it means an ochel cannot be metame adam v'kelim. Let's say an ochel touches a mace. He cannot be an avatuma tam adam v'kelim. But if it touches other ochlin, it could make them actually a risha. You could have a case of an ochel being an avatuma the nogeya, that it can count the next thing ochlin as a risha. It's just that to mitam adam v'kelim, that an ochel can be an after that. So in other words, it's more limited halacha that it can't be an avatumah. For other things, yes. So as far as the Mishnah here, the Mishnah post lechad can relate to a case like that. It can make another ochel into a risha. So with that tosis is another way out. These are all possible ways out. I mean, in fact, if you hold a gatosis, that could be the pshat. But yeah, this is how the Raivim is going to have to learn the Mishnah. Oh, so now let's see. But again, everyone else reads the Mishnah as the Tami Echad post lechad. Now let's come back to the tosis in Erevin that Rabbi Kibbe wanted to use as an answer for the Tasha that the Vesel asked him about Rashi. There is another Shita about all of this that Tosis quotes in Erevin. He doesn't like it in the end, but he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnah seems to say that if it's not Roy the Mishnah of Moshe, so that which is below the Zav, Chosra Zav Nisa Olav is Tohor. Torah means Torah, period. It has to be Roya Yishi. Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush is a follow. Kosha Zav Nisarav Torah, this is Ramesh Anu Dibar Maskel of Tosis, which is the Mishnah. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Torah Mituma Chamura. That which is Shar Kelen, and not Chashi, to be below him, don't have the Tuma Chamura that they become an Abba Tuma. To be Tamiyat and Mikhailah. Avo tami tumakara kigong tami ochen umaskin. Afa gab de ain roi the mishka v'moshe. So Avinatam has a raya, but meanwhile that's what Avinatam's chiddush, that you can have like this. You can have mishka v'moshe of a zav that can be an avatuma, but that's only roi yeshiva. Not if you tell the guy get up, we need to use it. But if you have a case of stomach, something you turned over upside down, he sat on it. Guess what? It becomes, even if he didn't touch it, he touched it, obviously a risha. Even if there's a hepsik, but it becomes tamei tumakala. There's that much exists even if it's not really a risha. That is Rabbeinu Tam's shita. Which means that when it says in the Mishnah, kosha nisarav tahor. Kosha zav nisa alav tahor just means from tumah chamura. So now the kasha that the Pharisees Yisrael asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Rashi, the chora will fall away. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger answered. If you go back to Kalim, you see this in the discussion, that long Boaz that we saw. This is in Perk Aleph to Kalim there, Mishnah Beis, Boaz Os Aleph. So he brings up the Akiva Eiger's Dik in Rashi. And this is on page Vav, Amid Vav. The Ikshesi Lo, the fifth line from the top, the Ikshesi Lo, sixth line from the top. Im Ken Lama Lo, Itmi Al Rashi, in Mishnah Rucha, in Zavin, the Kamal Ahed, Yer Kosha, Zav Nisa Rav Torah, Chutz Merka Moshe Ba'adam. The Kibbe Eger answers back, Mashivani Agona now, Umashikasav Yididi Arav, from Zavin, Yimchali, says the Kibbe Eger, the Ain't from Mishnah Rucha, that may have been in Tam, Tirish Mishnah Zu, Kosha azab nisa lav tohor hainu mitumah chamura abu tamei tumah kala. If that's how Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat in the Mishnah, then no longer do we have a problem with Rashi either. Because what did Rashi hold? That kelim atami b'masa. Yeah, but to be a risha. All the Mishnah meant when it says that it's tohor, it means tumah chamura. Once Rabbeinu Tam said it for his reasons, so Tosha said such a Pshat in the Mishnah, Rashi went that way too. Tosha doesn't like it because he says, you know, it's a bet, you know, literally, point by point, he comes back to it. Umasik Kasav Lord going that it's not a Mishnah Rucha, because Rabbeinu Tam, I was there on my shomer, Harei Tosus Dachu to Rabbeinu Tam, B'shtei Yadayim. Okay, Tosus didn't like it. But the Maaseh, the Kivei Eiger uses the Tosus to answer up for Rashi. Now, Lechora, there's a very basic question here. How could Rabbeinu Tam learn Pshat in the Mishnah that Kol Hanisa Kol Shazav Nisa Alav Torah means Torah from Tumah Chamura, but really you have Tumah Kala, you have a Rishon? This is part two of the Kral. What's part one of the Kral? Kol Hanisa Gabi Azav Tomer Elyono Shazav. What is Elyono Shazav? What's the status of Elyono Shazav? A Rishon. Doesn't become an avatumah. Becomes a risha. Mishka becomes an avatumah below, but above that's that. Above it's only a risha. And then on this comes part two. It says kol azav nisa olav tohor. So must mean tohor l'gami. How could it be a type of such a pshat in the Mishnah? That's what all the achronim ask on this teretz that Tosfos gives for Beis Tamid. Because they can use it for Rashi. How could you learn Pshat that means Kosha Azav Nisa Lav Torah from Tumah Chamura, but it'll be a Rishon in the first part of the Kali only is a Rishon, because it doesn't become an Avatum if it's only a Mishka below becomes an Avatum. The Gaon Yaakov and Erevin asked the Kasha other Achron. So how could we answer Pshat Rav Yonah Tani? We have enough here to answer. Still only Rishon. So Nogea is a Rishon, Hesed is a Rishon. So it, part two is a contrast to part one. Part one is only Tamei as a Rishon. So in what sense can it say Tomei to Lachamura needs to be the case of Tamei, which is only a Rishon already? So now it's less than that. Zelk the Ursa Meach heard by Mishnah B'Moshav that we have a Chaver to the Raivid. The Ravid in Hemshach HaMishnah runs up that the case of Nisal Gabi Azav, when the Mishnah discusses Kalim, indeed Mitam Ishnayim Oposalech, meaning Kozman, that the Zav is still there, the finger is still there, so that it has a din Ki'ilu Navatuma Mitam Ishnayim. That was the Ravid's Gersa. That's an elaboration on the first part of the Mishnah. They have the Kav and have the Kesav. So because there's already within the first case the potential being an Avatum, when it's Piresh, it's only a Rishon. When it's Mechuber, it's an Avatum. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam will have to learn like the Ravid, We don't have to learn the Gersa of the Tamei Shnayim Posalech. In which case, when it says Tamei, it doesn't mean the potential for being an Avat Tumah. Bein Ba'adam, Bein Ba'kel. Kol's Mamet is a Chibur. On that it says, Kol, Shazab Nisa Rav Tohor, that it never can be, it would be only a Risa. Kol Shazab Nisa Rav Tohor, the Kelim below, says Rabbi Notam, even if it's not right, Mr. Mosav, still will be a reason. Rashi will say, because of Masa. Rabbi Notam will say, because it makes a Mishkaf to be a reason. But how can it say Torah, I before was only Tamei Rishon? No, but before, including before, was the Tamei as an Av. Because the Rav that holds that Kelim become Tamei, like an Av, to Tamei Rishon, the Sheni, and Poshu Shkishi, and we said Ochon Umashkin possibly as well, it's Mashkin that way. So the Osamech says it's in the Osamech, it's also a Meshachachma in Pashas Mitzora. You'll see there too the same chidush that Rabbeinu Tam and Erevin that Tosis has is going to hold like the Raivin. Then he also says Meshachachma, and Tosis asks at the end, rejects Rabbeinu Tam because of Torah's Kohanim, that's Kemat Mefurish, that a Mishkav that is not, if it's not Chazir the Mishkav, it's Torah Lugamri. So it's not against Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a Raya. But he said that Tachtonus of Zav is going to be Tomei as a Rishon, even if it's not Royal Mishkav, it's first in Dirk Kohen, not that way. So there are a lot of ways to answer for that too. One of the ways that the Mishnah Chacham wants to suggest is maybe the Drash Tos Kohen is going on a Boel Nidus Mishkav. Boel Nidus Mishkav is anyway only a Rishon. That requires the basic tonight of Chazir Yeshiva. Otherwise it's Torah. But it's Av Mishkav, but it's otherwise an Av, it's not right a Mishkav, it's still a Mishkav. A couple of you can walk over the Sabbath and you're Sameach. A lot of Chazit today, I'm going to say. Yeah? Okay.